Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In depth, the world's number one EV battery maker juices up global expansion. Written by An Li Min. Published in Caixin Global on October 25th, 2022. Read for you by Kim Dalrymple. The world's largest producer of batteries for electric vehicles, EVs, has long pursued a global expansion. Back in 2018, it announced a $233 million factory in Germany. But China's Contemporary Amperex Technology Company Limited, CATL, has pushed that into overdrive this year with a flurry of moves to expand its production across three continents. In August, the company announced a 7.3 billion euros, or $7.2 billion, factory in Hungary. Caixin has learned that plans for a production facility in Mexico have been finalized. There are also reports that CATL is considering plants in the U.S. and Indonesia. Founded in 2011, CATL's rapid descent was buoyed by the momentum of China's EV market, which has been the world's largest since 2015. Beijing has plowed huge resources into promoting the industry and applied protectionist policies from 2015 to 2019 that shut out potential foreign rivals. CATL's latest spurt of overseas expansion is coming as EV demand is rising globally. Though most of the world's EVs are still sold in China, sales are expected to rise in other parts of the world, especially in Europe and the U.S., as governments work to phase out fossil fuel cars. Also, maintaining its dominance over the domestic market is growing increasingly tough, as CATL is increasingly challenged by a long list of rivals. The company faces bigger challenges than ever before, according to boardroom discussion in the company. "The situation can be described as you either forge ahead or drift downstream," said an inside source. But CATL's overseas expansion won't be an easy ride, as it faces formidable and more established players from South Korea and Japan. Also, it needs to navigate geopolitics, as many countries, including Germany and the U.S., are both increasingly wary of Chinese businesses and ramping up efforts to build their own supply chain. Intense competition at home. CATL still sits atop the Chinese EV battery market, but that lead is gradually dwindling. Its market share dropped to 47% in the first 8 months of this year, from 50% in 2020, according to state-backed research group China Automotive Battery Innovation Alliance. By contrast, its closest peer, BYD Company Limited, increased its share to 22% from 15% over the same period. CATL faces significant competition not just from BYD, which mostly supplies batteries to itself, as the country's largest electric vehicle maker. Another major competitor is China Aviation Lithium Battery Company Limited, CALB, which had its IPO in Hong Kong earlier this month. CALB has developed rapidly, with its annual revenue spiking sixfold from 2019 to 2021. The company has successfully pursued a cut-price strategy, which has helped it expand fast but kept gross margins thin, just 5.5% in 2021, compared to CATL's 26.3% that year. Two automakers, which previously sourced batteries only from CATL, state-owned major Guangzhou Automobile Group Company Limited and EV startup XPeng Incorporated, have started to buy some of their batteries from CALB. Amid fierce competition and imminent industry consolidation of the many smaller players will also put pressure on CATL, said an industry expert, noting that the company's gross margin has dropped by 8 percentage points year over year to 15.04% for the first half of this year. Domestic success, global expansion. In 2015, CATL was included on a government list of EV battery makers, which car makers had to source from to be eligible for subsidies. This narrowing of the field of competition helped the company hoover up the business from domestic and international car makers, riding the wave of growth. For example, CATL was chosen to be Volkswagen's sole battery supplier in the country, CEO Matthias Müller told Caixin in early 2018. CATL was able to seize this opportunity in part by achieving technological breakthroughs, which made its products more competitive than its rivals. The company pioneered the use of lithium iron phosphate, LFP, batteries. Though these batteries are safer, they have lower energy density, meaning that EVs powered by such batteries have lower driving range compared to those using nickel-cobalt-manganese, NCM, batteries. But CATL managed to improve their density by redesigning the battery packs with fewer parts. A pivotal moment came last October when Tesla Incorporated announced that it would use CATL's LFP batteries in its cars delivered to global consumers, not just for the China market. Tesla's move didn't only push CATL's LFP technology into the global mainstream. It gave it an advantage over rivals using NCM, including South Korea's LG Chem Limited and Japan's Panasonic. That's because LFP batteries are much cheaper to produce than NCMs. CATL's latest overseas expansion push focuses on ramping up production facilities in target countries. For example, the company announced in April that it would upgrade its product lineup at its German factory after obtaining the go-ahead from the local regulator. Previously, CATL had pledged to invest more than 2 billion euros in aggregate in the facility. CATL is also actively expanding into the U.S. In July, Ford Motor Company announced that it would import LFP batteries from CATL for its North American electric pickup trucks and SUVs. In July, Ford Motor Company announced that it would import LFP batteries from CATL for its North American electric pickup trucks and SUVs. The tie-up could accelerate CATL's plan to eventually set up factories in the U.S. By setting up production factories, battery companies can better serve clients at their proximity by reducing costs of transportation and other logistics, said Liu Yanlong, General Secretary at China Industrial Association of Power Sources, CIAPS. Jungle of Geopolitics. But CATL's overseas expansion won't be simple. For starters, the company still has to face South Korean and Japanese rivals, which have long operated businesses in Europe and the U.S. LG, whose clients include Tesla, Ford, and General Motors Company, recently deepened its footprint in the U.S., announcing in August that it plans to build a battery factory worth $4.4 billion in partnership with Japan's Honda Motor Company Limited. Also, CATL's overseas expansion comes at a time when relationships between China and Western countries are deteriorating, and both sides increasingly view development of emerging industries, such as EVs, as critical to their own country's long-term competitiveness. Washington's Inflation Reduction Act, unveiled in August, includes provisions that stipulate EV makers must source batteries domestically to enjoy subsidies. The policy is widely seen as taking a page from China's protectionist rules. The U.S. policy won't ban the use of batteries from Chinese companies, but that makes it impossible for them to get subsidies, said Gong Min, an auto industry analyst at UBS. In Europe, governments are generally more open towards foreign battery makers, but stringent environmental rules could also present challenges for CATL. In July, the European Commission proposed new regulations which would make it mandatory to monitor the environmental footprint of batteries. The regulation has raised the bars for battery companies, like CATL, to enter the European market, said CIAPS's Liu Yanlong, adding that his organization is currently working with companies to conduct research into building a carbon footprint monitoring system for batteries.